The Jersey sounds of Power Talk, the Tuesday edition of it with me, your Noxman. We are together until midday, the final hour in the next 30 minutes, obviously talking issues of tourism. Yeah, fantastic stuff. We came out of a very hectic conversation about the issues of bylaws in the city of Johannesburg and the oversight role played by the province as far as the implementation of bylaws is concerned. But now we take it easy. Because, gee, man, we're approaching towards the end of the year, and I think people are beginning to start making plans. So from an HR perspective, we'll have to get some guidance because there's a thing called burnout. So I've got fantastic people that we're going to have in conversation with. I've got a brilliant lady in the studio, Buhle Makwetla. So we'll be talking more about all these things in a short while.
Tourism Tuesdays is made possible by South African Tourism.
Well, as we approach the conclusion of another year, many of us find ourselves grappling with a familiar adversary, workplace fatigue. Indeed, with the days growing shorter, mounting deadlines, and the allure of the holiday season, the conditions are ripe for end-of-year burnout. Today, the World Health Organization is celebrating World Mental Health Day. The ultimate intention is to bring global awareness and remove the social stigma around mental well-being. Now, more and more people are coming forward to seek help for depression and stress to balance their personal and work lives than ever before. Stress has a serious effect on our bodies. It's one of the leading causes of illness, fatigue, and burnout. According to the World Federation for Mental Health, 10% of the employed population has taken time off for depression, and 6 in 10 people say that poor health has a negative impact on their concentration at work. Corporate wellness is no longer a nice to have, but a business essential that has a significant impact on organizational performance. Wellness breaks or retreats are one way of effectively managing end-of-year fatigue, and South Africa has abundance of destinations that you can go to rejuvenate and re-energize. Buhle, good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
So, you are the founder and director of Buzile HR Consulting.
That's correct. Thanks.
Fantastic. I think we should also welcome Mandy Sanduli, holistic engineer at Mandisa Intuitively. Yeah, Skua San Shapa. Mandisa, please pronounce this for me. Help with the help with the Bantu education boy.
Oh my goodness. It's Mandisa _ intuitively, but it's just the way I operate.
Okay, let me put in a twang. Maybe it'll work. Intuitively. Ah, you see.
Intuitively. Using intuition.
Exactly. Fantastic. Okay,
yes,
Buhle, let's just start with you. You know, HR practitioners, sometimes you have been liked by people, sometimes you have been, you know, disliked by people, because people at work, from time to time, they will call in sick, they will, you know, call in, you know, exhaustion and so on and so forth. But as we approach the end of the year, after a very, very long year, from an HR perspective, are the things that you expect from the workforce in terms of a number of leaves, fatigue and so on?
I think you are quite correct when you say this time of the year also signals the fact that you kind of see a decline in people's alertness in the workplace. But I think as an HR professional, my role is to make sure that these things are anticipated at the beginning of the year and are part of the planning. Not now when now you see the symptoms of the fatigue and people not being as focused. So I always, you know, encourage business leaders and team leaders to make sure that they plan. What is it that you are going to have to do for the year from a strategic deliverable perspective? Make sure that the team understand what are they expected to do, when is that deliverable by? Because if you have a plan, it's just a matter of making sure that you execute it and you communicate and you remind people throughout the year, this is deliverable at this time, etc. And obviously, throughout the year, you need to talk to your team up front and say, you've got so many leave days that are due to you this year. Please look at your calendar, your personal calendar, when are the kids going on holiday, and come back to me as an HR professional and tell me, when would you like to take leave? Because all of those days need to be communicated up front so that it doesn't collide with deadlines, etc. So I always say that at the focal point of managing fatigue, it planning cannot be excluded in the conversation, because once you plan properly, then it's not a shock. You know that this person is going to go and leave. They're going to go and energize and come back, and the next person will do the same. And it's important to have that at the center of every planning that you do.
Yeah. So planning is quite important, and planning beforehand,
yes,
not waiting for things to derail.
Yes.
So Mandisa Nduli, I'm just curious about holistic engineer. What do you do as, you know, holistic engineer at Mandisa Intuitively?
So we look at how to heal holistically from the front of physically, mentally, and spiritually as well. So strengthening your spiritual connection. And the main focus has been through yoga. So I do yoga and meditation and breath work. And then that moves into body massage. And then that also leads into just energy with the person. So that comes through the self-mastery of how to better master yourself and how to be embodied, how to be present in your body and present in the moment.
Interesting stuff. Wow. It's some kind of overall wellness. It's quite important.
Yes, holistically.
Looking
at the human from those three points, physically, mentally, and spiritually.
Butle, I see you nodding. Is it something that you identify with?
Absolutely. It does resonate with me a lot, because it is important that organizations place employee wellness not just one dimensional. Because if you look at the history of health and safety in organizations, it's based on the physical safety, making sure that people don't harm themselves, you know, as a result of the machinery that they use. But what Mandisa is talking to is that it's just not one dimensional. It has to deal with the psychological wellness as well, the spiritual wellness as well, because ultimately, when you have people in the organization, you cannot be productive. You cannot get the best out of them unless holistically you look after them. So it's important that we encourage that to be at the culture of the organization, and not just a once-off thing that you do and you tick off. But it's a part of how you do things daily in the organization. And I agree with Mandisa that it's not just about one dimension. It's about spiritual, psychological, and also the physical, obviously, aspect.
Yeah. So, Mandisa, I mean, we do know that South Africa is declared the most unequal society in the world. And sometimes when programs like this have been spoken about, people start viewing them from an advantage and a disadvantage point in terms of economic means. Does that apply at all?
I mean, I think it will always apply in any field. But what I look at is allowing people to shift their mindset to what they value versus, you know, only linking it to financial, you know, gain. Because what you value is where you're going to put your focus and your time and energy to. And I think it's allowing people to really just get their mindset to, okay, yes, maybe I might not have, you know, money according to, you know, this might seem expensive to me, but there are other things that are expensive that don't put towards my health. So then you look at the value. What do I actually value? Do I actually value my health overall? Do I value my energy? Do I value looking at myself holistically and actually really taking care of myself? So I look at it more from a value perspective and mindset more than the actual, you know, monetary, which it is linked, though. I'm not going to, discard that at all.
Yeah, indeed. We are on the tourism features, being a Tuesday, in conversation with, you just heard the voice of Mandisa Nduli, the holistic engineer at Mandisa Intuitively. You know, in the studio, I'm joined by Butle Makwetla, founder and director, Buzile HR Consulting. So, Butle, you know, in a work environment, we have different levels, and you, from an HR point of view, you understand even the pay levels, who earns what, who can afford the best holidays, and so on and so forth. And at times, maybe within an environment of conversation in a corporate environment, people talk about the breaks, the getaways, and so on and so forth. And obviously, people will get away based on how they save, based on how they plan, and so on. But people maybe who are at a lower level in terms of earnings, How do we, is there any way that they can be guided, or somebody comes to you and say, hey man, Wutle, I need to, you know, to plan a getaway at the end of the year with my family or with my partner and so on, but in terms of resources, I'm not like Murillo who's earning this much and so on. How do you encourage or sort of advise, you know, people, particularly understanding the importance of resting or taking a rest, particularly at the end of the year?
I think there's a buzzword that they call it staycation, where because you cannot necessarily afford to go to the Maldives or somewhere a little bit more expensive, we encourage employees to look within the cities where they are. And I'm going to make Johannesburg as an example. We've got, you know, the Zoo Lake. We've got the Johannesburg Theatre. We've got so many things that one can do with kids, without kids, can do to exercise and improve wellness overall without necessarily spending a lot of money. So if you have a collaborative team environment where people engage with each other formally and informally, you know, you can encourage people to share ideas. What are you doing this December? Are you going home? A lot of us, go home, spend time. There's less noise. There's the air is cleaner. Take your children. But the most important thing is that you're going to spend quality time with your most loved ones, and your organization supports that. And I think that's the most important thing to focus on.
Yeah. All right. So, Mandisa, you know, life is about competition, and people have wishes. People have a bucket list or something like that?
The bucket list.
I want to travel to Paris. I want to do that and so on. And if you don't get to save enough to save enough to go to those, you know, exotic places that you want to go, to Bahamas, for instance, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't happen, doesn't it cause you some kind of a stress, something that you were trying to avoid by going away for a break, but because maybe you didn't save enough or something, an emergency came about and you had to reprioritize? If such a thing happens, from a mental and emotional perspective, how do you deal with such a thing? Like, we're looking forward to Bahamas and it didn't work out, but you still need a break. Yeah.
Yeah, I love what Bushe said, the staycation. You know, so often we want to travel outside of where we are, and where we are is with ourselves. So you look at the travel inwards and you allow that to, you know, be amplified a lot more than needing a physical gratification to, you know, of course the Bahamas are beautiful, but remember there's a saying that says wherever you go, there you are. So even if you're there, you're still going to be there with yourself. So there's going to be moments of bliss, and then it's going to shift to, oh, Gonje, I'm with myself again. So the practices of just being able to go into the garden, have a meditation, connect to your breath, connect to nature. We have ample resource to whether you live in Cape Town, where it's a little bit closer and accessible to nature for some. And you, if you have a car, if you can use public transport to head to a place that maybe home is a bit, has a bit too many distractions, you can simplify it and just go into a park. You can sit on a bench and literally just connect to your breath and take full breaths. Like Bushe said earlier, it's just being able to have fresh air again, you know, a shift in perspective. So the just meditation and breathing and moving, simple movements in your body, just to get that energy flowing again.
Yeah. You know, and you're quite right, guys, because there are many places that we can explore. I mean, I feel bad that I haven't been to the cradle of humankind. Have you guys been there?
Maybe. No, I haven't.
So I'm not the only one. So guys, we got to make a date. We need to go there. And I mean, as you drive towards Hartebees, for instance, there's a place, I think Ditsong or something, of a cultural thing. A friend of mine took me there many years ago. And I mean, what I experienced inside, like it's a place where they display the cultural activities of South Africans. Like you've got the Amandebele place, a Botswana place, and there's music, and there's, I mean, it was just incredible. And I mean, it's right here between RTBS and Four Ways. So it means that there's so much that we can explore even within our country without worrying about going out.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I think it's also important because I believe that our children, you know, lose touch with who they are culturally because of the kind of lifestyle that we live. And, you know, there's all of these apps that come up where you teach children how to speak, you know, their mother tongues. And it's important to expose them. To see what does it mean when you take them to such places, have them interact with such places, have them experience the food. What does it taste like? You know, hojiwa ing, and that may be a bonding session, but it's also an opportunity for them to learn more about who they are and where they come from. Because as I said, we've kind of lost touch with how we grew up, with our grandmothers sharing stories of where they come from. So it's important to find those places and take the children and let them experience who they are and where they come from.
Yeah, indeed. 25 minutes after the hour, 11 o'clock. This is Power Talk, the Tuesday edition feature of SA Tourism, reflecting on the importance of taking a rest, you know, because we work extremely hard. And, you know, if we don't take care of ourselves, it can be very problematic. So, Mandisa, the issues of mental health, I don't think they were taken seriously previously, but I think now there's more greater awareness.
Yeah.
But in terms of issues of rest, issues of getting in touch with yourself, what role does this like taking a break, the work that you do, taking a break and so on. Mm. How does it assist in you know, for lack of a better word, management of mental health issues?
Yes. So the work that I do really caters to allowing the human get back into the rest and digest state. Stress is good for the body, but we have an overaccumulation of stress because with your stress, it allows you to do it, allows you to action. But because of our lifestyles and sometimes sedentary, there's lack of movement, there's sometimes a form of escapism to connect, then we disassociate from the rest and digest. And that's where sleep becomes important. So having like a sleep routine, having something that gears you so that your sleep is better, you know, so like being able to switch off your phone at a certain time before the end of the night so that the light doesn't affect your you know, your level of being able to move into rest and digest so that you can heal and you can, you know, store the information from the day, from all the activities, and you can let that just be, you know, at this place of calm. Should I say? So the practices, like I keep repeating, the breath and the meditation and any form of movement is a yoga sort of practice, because yoga just means to yoke, to be yoked and to be connected. That's what it means. So anything where you're connecting breath, movement, and intention or consciousness is a yoga practice, because you're connecting, you are equally yoked. So it becomes of vital importance now that, you know, like you said, we're shifting towards the end of the year and there's a lot more that's like happening and, you know, fatigue, but you have to prioritize rest and digest and effective breathing and connection to yourself, both physically, mentally, and spiritually. It has to be something that you prioritize a lot more than you used to do before.
Mm. Well, Buhle, as we conclude, the question is about an employee who feels stressed and burned out, and if that employee has leave days, it's quite an easy thing. Obviously, he will or she will apply for leave, and it's then. Let's assume his leave days, you know, he doesn't have leave days that you start, but he feels or she feels extremely burned out and fatigued and so on. Is there any way he can approach HR and say, I need a break. How does it work?
Absolutely. And I think ideally, if we manage everything that has to do with the engagement and delivery of employees in the organization, burnout and fatigue should be avoided. Because by the time someone comes to HR and they literally, you know, need help, so many things usually have gone wrong. But if you've got a healthy communication strategy in the organization that gives the employees a platform, formally through performance appraisals, because when you do a performance appraisal, you're also giving the employee a platform to voice out things that are hindrances for them to perform. And if you identify that stress is one of those issues, then it must be addressed. And the reason why HR will be there in those discussions is to keep the leaders accountable and say, but this person is stressed. Yes, they only have 5 days, but can we not, you know, get them to take a bit more leave days, and then they can work back those leave days, because you can't do that. Especially if you see that this person is not productive and it's affecting the morale of the team negatively. So definitely, you know, that's why we're there to manage those conversations effectively.
There are no shortcuts when coming to HR, I'm telling you. There are systems in place, so you can't even make an excuse. During the performance management assessment, they can pick up stress, and you must intervene there. Absolutely. And there. My goodness me. Mandisa Nduli, I got to thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Appreciate it so much. Holistic engineer at Mandisa_intuitively.
Thank you.
Very slowly. Thanks so much for joining us. And Butle Makweta, in the studio, founder and director of Buzile HR Consulting.
Tourism Tuesdays was made possible by South African Tourism.